many people have been disappointed by the fact that South Sudan is worse off today than actually before the independence.
Why would you say that?
When people were voting for independence, they had expectations. And right now, the way things are going, I think the leaders in South Sudan have actually failed the people of South Sudan. As you know, the country right now is in shambles. There's no development. Some people actually are not even living in their places of origin. Some have been displaced. Some are now in refugee camps. And those who are left behind in South Sudan, they're not even living in their villages. Some have been squeezed into Juba. And life in Juba is just hell on earth.
If I ask you differently, what would you say about what is happening in Juba as opposed to what should have happened?
I think what should have happened is people expected, a functioning government that actually help facilitate provision of services in South Sudan. Right now, when people are sick, they have even no hospital to go to. When people want to travel to different parts of South Sudan, there are no roads, the bridges that are now there. Those are bridges that, were constructed many, many, many years ago. Some of them are not even functioning.
After you casted your vote for independence, it's 11 years down the memory lane. How do you feel today?
People feel disappointed. Some even, now even calling that maybe it's even time for the South Sudan and Sudan to come back. Because, the votes have actually not produced the results that were expected.
What were people expecting? Because the expectations are too high and the reality on the ground is different.
Well, at least what they wanted was they were expecting a country where there's security and a country where they can even do some things for themselves. Let's say the government is not providing any services, but at least if there's security, then people can, take things with them into their hands and be able to work things out for themselves. But right now, without security, you cannot do anything. Because today, you're in your house, and then tomorrow you're not in your house.
There are people who will challenge you and say, Dr. Moga, you're supposed to be in Juba to help this country fix the problems you are highlighting. Why are you not going there?
Okay, to be very clear, one time the Vice President Waniga actually came to the United States, and I told him that I was willing to actually work with him to be an advisor on things to do with development. And I even told him very clearly that I don't need to be paid. I could do this just as a patriotic South Sudanese. But guess what? That did not go through. And then also there was a time I offered to actually come to Juba and be able to work at University of Juba and contribute. I don't even need to be paid as long as I'm given a place that I could call a home, so that I'd be able to come to the on campus and provide services. I even sent a list of individuals who could actually help that university. Guess what? We got a reply from University of Juba that, yeah, thank you for sharing these ideas, but then it just ended like that. They don't want us to come back.
So how are you going to continue sitting on the fence when the house is on fire?
And okay, so to answer you, I think that's why we are right now. We are calling for a transitional government. A government that would not include the current people, because these people have failed the country, so we cannot continue having them there. So we are actually calling for a transitional government, and when that transitional government actually comes in place, then we can be able to come in and provide the needed support.
So you're telling me the people in the diaspora are calling for change, and they want to be part of the change?
Exactly.
But how easy is that?
Well, and that's why, we are working on that. We're actually calling for a formation of a transitional government, a new one, because right now what's going on is basically recycling the same people that have actually failed South Sudan, since independence.
if you're given an opportunity to speak to the leadership of the country on what is going on there, what would you tell them?
What I would tell them is that there's a need for a transitional government, and that government should not include the current incumbents. We actually need to have a transitional government where the presidency would actually be a collegial presidency, a presidency that actually would include the three regions of Equatoria, Bahr Ghazal, and Upper Nile. And then in that government also, we would actually have the Speaker of the House and two deputies, and then a Speaker of the Assembly and also two deputies. All these should be distributed in the three regions, and we'll also have a chairperson of the Electoral Commission with two deputies that will also, you know, be representing all the three regions. So within the transitional period, then we would be able to, you know, fix things. And then after that, we will have, you know, elections after that. And then those people, the incumbents who are right now in government, if they want to come and run for election, they can come that time. But this should not be the one. Elections should never be held when they're actually in power, because we know that what the outcome would be. They'll rig the process.
But will that solve what went wrong in South Sudan?
I agree with you. That will not answer the problems of South Sudan completely, because we'll have to bring other components into the process, and that is, We have to take this issue of greed. I think right now the problem in South Sudan is mainly contributed by, the greed in the leadership, because as you all know, corruption has become so ubiquitous in South Sudan. The other thing also is, I think to put things in order, we need to make sure that we actually have a program, because I think right now there's really no vision for South Sudan. And I think that's one thing that the leadership has actually missed. Because when you take leadership, then you must be able to kind of plan out what you expect to deliver to the people.